What's up, Houston? We are at NRG Stadium in advance of the Advocare Texas kickoff tonight. It is Cougar on Cougar Crime, Washington State, and your University of Houston Cougars right here in a beautiful house that is ready for you. Tickets still available. If you have tickets, I know you're psyched. Come on down here and tailgate and get ready for some really good college football. Clint, this is one of the best games of the weekend in terms of that ball spiraling through the air. The scoreboard should be moving like a pinball machine. I mean, this baby should be in the 40s or maybe even higher.
Yeah, you know, I think this is probably categorized as a slower week in college football relative to matchups, but pump the brakes on the Pac-12. This week, the Pac-12 has some serious matchups, and it starts right here tonight versus your Houston Cougars, which is with the Washington State Cougars. So it should be.
And your boy Mike Leach. Mike Leach is in town, baby.
Mike Leach and Dana Holgorsen going at it. Two of the great, great air raid coaches in today's game. They've been doing this thing a long time, and there's not a hotter offense in 2019, both in college and obviously in high school, and even it's trickling into the league right now with Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. So tonight's a big time matchup, and if you enjoy watching college football, particularly on the offensive side of the ball,
which I do,
these guys will put on a show tonight. Very few games do you sit around 8 or 9 hours before the game and go, yeah, well, you know, they're gonna be some fireworks. I'm pretty confident tonight there's going to be some fireworks, baby. Both of these are unbelievably good, great offensive-minded coaches with some guys pulling the trigger that can absolutely play.
So De'Ara King, y'all know about him. Anthony Gordon is the next air raid quarterback in the Mike Leach lineage. His numbers have been ballistic through the first two games. So they've got a QB they feel good about. Houston has a QB and an offense they feel good about. And we've got a series of guests coming here joining us. Clinton Kamla from NRG Stadium. We've got a bunch of football legends, man. Chase Clement, Jarrett Dillard, Richmond Webb, David Klingler, John Jenkins, DeLoss Dodds, Bob Moses, all will be joining us throughout the show. And our boys, Landry and Lopez, are going to be at Little Woodrow's.
Hey, speak
and,
for yourself. We'll be I don't even like those guys, man. Speak for yourself.
Well, really? Really?
No, I'm joking. Okay. Dang, okay. Tricky.
No, I'm just playing. No, I'm playing radio
those
right
are
there.
My guys. Those
just trying
are my
to generate
guys.
Maybe some, you know.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Where are they going to be?
Little Woodrow's.
Nice.
Little Woodrow's.
They're taking our seats, huh?
Just for today.
Okay.
Just for today, because we're at NRG here, and we're pumping up the Advocare Texas kickoff. So a ton to get to, man. And by the way, they're going to have opportunities for you to get tickets at Little Woodrow's. So we'll be talking with them. We'll be going back and forth with them throughout the show, too. So maybe we can, stoke up this Clint Sterner-Landry Lopez, Landry Locker rivalry.
Hey, read off some of them names again, man. I'm a Texas guy, man. So when you talk about – if you love football at the high school level, college level, and pro level, and when Trick rattles off these names, it doesn't drum up some memories from back in the day, some guys that did it great at the administrative level, the coaching level, the playing level, some throughout. Again, at the college level, high. I mean, this is a star-studded lineup that we're going to bring to you guys today of former players, coaches, at guys that changed the game, ultimately, and they're a big part of what's going on in Houston today at NRG. Give me them names one more time, Trick.
So the names one more time, man. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to have Chase Clement and Jarrett Dillard. So they will be coming up right around the corner. They will be coming up in our next segment. Then at about 3:15, we're going to have on Richmond Webb. At 5 o'clock hour, David Klingler, John Jenkins, and at 5:45 near the end of our run here at NRG, DeLoss Dodds and Bob Moses. So that's it, man. We're out here at NRG ready to have a good time, and we're ready to talk Texans and Jaguars as we look at some of the signage here at NRG Stadium, and you see, the Texans bull, and you see the Jaguar head, and can't wait, man. It's right around the corner. Clint, I think Jalen Ramsey is running scared. I want you to hear some sound, okay, because he has some incredibly high praise for DeAndre Hopkins, and they're buddies, and there's mutual respect. But I want you to listen to this, Clint. And is he setting himself up to be a hero if he plays well, or is he preparing all of us for another nuke explosion? Play it.
He had a 99 overall rating on Madden, so that's like what? That's damn near unguardable on Madden, right? It's pretty much like that in real life too. It's tough. It's one of the toughest battles I have each year in and year out. we always have pretty good battles. Sometimes I hold them to less yardage, you know, whatever it may be. But I know that, he's a tough guy to go out there and guard, play in and play out, or as much as I get the opportunity to guard him.
I love when real recognizes real. I love when a DB, it doesn't get any more personal in this game, one-on-one, than when you're talking about a corner versus a receiver. And again, Houston, we talked about this yesterday. You've got arguably the best corner in the league coming to Houston in Jacksonville corner, Jalen Ramsey, against arguably, depending on who you're talking to. I'm not going to argue with you about it. I'm going to walk away from the conversation because I feel like Hopkins is the best in the game. But you got a man-on-man matchup, and it gets no more personal than cornerback versus wide receiver in man-to-man situations. And so – I don't think it's a guy running scared. I don't think it's a guy that's setting anything up, from a result standpoint. I think it's a guy that just recognizes how good the receiver that's lining up across from him is. And this is a game where I think either one of those guys go out and they just let it all hang out and you're okay with the results. Look, if DeAndre Hopkins goes for 150, it ain't gonna be the first time he's gone for 150. And I think everybody around Jalen Ramsey knows this dude's pretty damn good, and he's going to get his. The thing with Jalen Ramsey is he doesn't have anything to lose. But if he goes out and gives up 150, it's like, hey, man, it was versus Hop. It's the best in the league. He's got everything to gain. If he goes out there and holds Hop to – I mean, even if it's a big catch number and it's six or seven or eight catches, but it's under 100 yards – right?
That's a win for Ramsey.
Then Ramsey's won and Ramsey's done something. That's something that you can put on a resume. So for Ramsey, man, it's come in here, guns blazing, and let it all hang out and just let the chips fall. Because at the end of the day, you cannot lose, right? It's all win for Jalen Ramsey at this point when he comes to Houston versus Hopkins.
The last part of what you said is spot on, Clint, because guess what?
I thought all of what I said was spot on.
Well, it was, but especially the last part No, you're right, but – I think this is a calculated play by Jalen Ramsey, because he wants his money. He is pissed off that the Jaguars have not extended him long term. He's got 2 years left under contract. Thank God he's not stupidly holding out like a lot of these other guys, and he's honoring his contract and his teammates by playing. But him putting that out there, Clint, that's a reminder to everybody. I'm playing the best, and I might get torched, but if I don't, this will add to the bonfire of me becoming the highest paid cornerback in the league. I think he's paving the path for that with that soundbite.
I think you may be giving a guy a little too much credit, man. And I don't mean that negatively. I just mean I just don't think players are that calculated. I think you step up and you go, yeah, this dude can flat ball and I'm coming to town. I'm going to do the best that I can. And you let the chips fall. I don't know that players, I think it's a slippery slope. When you start trying to lay things out, hoping they work out a certain way or if they work out a certain way. And I just don't know that players think that far ahead. And that's not a disrespect. I just think it's the way they're conditioned. It's the way they're trained, is to be in the moment, be where your feet are, worry about today, worry about this period, worry about this rep. So to think that he's laying anything out, maybe a little bit of a stretch, but I hear your point. I see what you're saying. We'll see how it all unfolds. It's going to take a couple years to see how it unfolds, but we'll see how it unfolds this weekend, Sunday afternoon, that's for sure.
And we talked about it yesterday, and I don't want to go back into the details. Many of you heard it, but legitimately there's a possibility that Jalen Ramsey is a Texan based on the respect of Nuke Hopkins, based on the fact that it doesn't sound like Jalen Ramsey is looking forward to this matchup on Sunday. It kind of sounds to me like he's dreading it in a way. Hop met the media yesterday here in Houston. He talked about the matchup with Jalen Ramsey as well, and we want to play a couple of these cuts for you. Hit it.
My favorite corner to play against. He's the only corner in the NFL that actually follows me everywhere I go. So you got to respect that. No matter where I line up, he's right there in front of me. A lot of guys claim the number one DBs, but not a lot of guys can do that.
I like the part of that bite. A lot of guys claim they're number one DBs, but then they're over on the number two receiver. And as you always talk about, the number two cornerback has safety help over the top, and they're kind of double-teaming maybe that number one receiver. Yeah. But I really like that last bite. We've got Austin Mendez in for Brian McDonald in the Twin Peaks studios. Good job with that, Austin. But that was my takeaway, man, that's new kind of throwing shade on a lot of these guys that think they're shut down corners, and then they're not even on the number one receiver.
I think it's a double-edged sword, because, I look at it from the offensive side, and you look at, well, what's my man's name that was it with the Cowboys that was played behind Terrell Owens? He was number two to Terrell Owens. Miles Austin, right?
There you go.
So Miles Austin goes out there, balls out opposite Terrell Owens, and then all of a sudden he becomes the number one, and he can't stay healthy. He's not effective. He's never the same player. And that happens. Just time after time, and again, an example of that right there. So I think it works both ways. And I think it's absolutely 100% true as well. It's easy to sit over there and bump your gums about how good you are and that you're one of the best. If you're one of the best, then put them on the table in Town Square at a city meeting and chase around Hopkins for four quarters and see how good you are. And so, I mean, this is truly, it's the best match. Look, you got a great matchup tonight, right here.
The
right?
Cougs.
It is tonight, right?
It's tonight, baby.
It's tonight, all night, right?
Tonight, baby. Leach against Holgorsen.
Yeah, you got Washington State versus U of H, Leach versus Holgorsen. You got absolutely beautiful offensive football will be played on this turf tonight. And then you've got matchups galore with some really, really good football that's going to be played right here Sunday afternoon. So if you're in South Texas, if you're on the Gulf Coast, if you're in Houston and you like football, your hair ought to be on fire this weekend because it's all around you.
No doubt about it, man. And full Saturday of college football. Let's play one more of these Hopkins bites. Spoke to the media yesterday, and he likes that Jalen Ramsey likes to bump his gums.
You got to love it. It's football. It's not a library.
Again, Clint, my man doesn't go too far, okay? He dips his toe in the water and he gets out. But he said, man, this football, this ain't a library.
This ain't a library. I like it. Good call. I mean, he's
Clint
playing.
Can relate to that. He never went to the library when he went to Arkansas.
I didn't spend much time in the library. If you can't tell this gibberish I'm speaking, I didn't spend a whole lot of time in the library. So, but I tell you what, you know what the hell I'm saying.
Yo, no doubt. Yeah. You make yourself perfectly clear.
I mean, all these cats that are grammar police out there, and they said, you know what the hell I'm saying. Like B-Mac the other day, when I said somebody was polarizing, he knew what the hell I was saying. You knew what I was saying. Y'all, polarizing is actually this. You know what the hell I'm talking about. I mean, damn. Come on, man.
I love it, man. So we're going to begin the parade of guests here, man. Coming up next, we've got Chase Clement. He was 2017 Gridiron Legends inductee. We also have Jared Dillard. And looking forward to this, man. We're going to be talking football with a lot of the greats.
Trick. Most prolific scoring QB wide receiver in NBA tandem in NCAA history. Are you kidding me? Come on, man.
And we got him right here.
Right here.
On Clinton Camlin.
Talk ball. I wonder what they think about Watson and Hopkins and Leach and Holgorsen and all this job is going on in Houston this week. That'll be a fun chop for sure, man. Looking forward to it.
And it's like a minute or so away, man. So Houston, stay right where you are. It's Clinton Camlin live from NRG Stadium in advance of the Advocare Texas kickoff.